This is Sam Benrubi from the Grape Nation, from the Heritage Radio Network. We are at the Springer Mountain Farms barbecue, and we're doing our campfire confessionals. I'm here today with Joe Cunningham. Joe is the chef at Bat right now. Joe is the chef at Knoxville's French and Belgian style North Shore Brasserie. Joe has worked in kitchens up and down the East Coast, including New York City, Chapel Hill. He's worked at the famous Blackberry Farm. Any favorites out of all of those?
They're all good.
They are?
Yeah.
It's like picking your kid. Is there a favorite of there?
I enjoyed all of them.
All right. So Joe attended the French Culinary Institute up in New York. Would you say that was sparked by your mom and her trip to France that she took with you?
Yeah.
And as a kid?
Yes, I would say that a lot of our... My childhood revolved around us traveling to Europe quite a bit, and I've traveled extensively throughout France when I was
a lot younger. Were you a foodie as a kid? Was your mom a foodie?
Absolutely.
Were you a foodie, or you just tagged along?
I became one, obviously.
You did?
Yes.
Is it fair to say that's the inspiration for why you went into cooking?
I'd say my mother had a great influence on me, that's for sure.
Okay. Let's talk about what you're doing here, and let's talk about North Shore. First here, one of the great things at the Charleston Wine and Food Festival is a big outdoor barbecue sponsored by Springer Mountain Farms, and they ask chefs like Joe to come and prepare a meal. And Joe, I don't know if this is a signature dish, but let's tell everybody what's here. I could tell you visually and from taste, this is one of the best things at the festival. It's inventive, it's delicious, and it's big.
Yeah.
So what is it?
We're trying to feed people here. Basically, we do a play on what we do. We do a lot of, obviously, French Belgian cuisine. And I took something that's very classic, something that people would, I think, recognize, and that's a coq au vin. But here what we did, we just took the drumsticks and we Frenched them, and then we decided just to flash fry them.
Tell me how you French a drumstick.
French drumstick, you kind of cut the tops of it, just kind of cut that cartilage, and then you just kind of clean it so you just see the bone.
Right.
It's kind of easier part. Just to grab, that's why.
So you French the leg.
French the leg, we flash fry it, and then we decided to finish off doing a typical coq au vin sauce, which it requires a little bacon, some mushrooms, a simple mirepoix, onion, carrot, celery, throw in some garlic, let that cook down. We glaze it with a little bit of brandy, and then we add our red wine. And that's where the coq au vin comes from. Throw your chicken in to finish, and then you decide that, cover it, and let it braise and finish off
for about two hours. How long does it braise?
I'd say for a drumstick, 2 hours.
Okay.
You basically just want to make sure, if you can poke it through, just like you would a cake, if you can come up clean and it's warm inside, it's pretty much done.
And I'm not crazy. Chefs love to cook drumsticks, because they're more moist and flavorful than some stupid chicken breast?
Yes. You want to, for this kind of application, you want to have a bone. Because the idea is, if I was to do just a simple breast, like an airline breast, or just something that's just lean, it's going to dry out. No matter how long, I mean, when you cook it a long time, that meat's cooked, it's going to be very chewy. It tastes like, it's going to be not pleasant to the taste.
Right. So come by the booth and try one of these coq au vins if you're at the festival.
Please do.
Let's talk about North Shore, your restaurant. You were in Knoxville. I guess the first question is, why did you wind up in Knoxville?
Oh, that's easy. My wife and her family are from Knoxville.
Okay.
We had our family. And we decided to put down roots, and it just seemed like a good place to be.
All right, so you're committed to using local produce and ingredients.
Of course.
You try to support local farmers.
Absolutely.
But with those ingredients, you try to create the classic dishes.
Yes.
Why is it so important to support the local farmers? I know the answer is obvious, but...
Yeah, and you also... One thing the farmers will do for you because of what they're doing is that they keep you seasonal. So it keeps it fresh. So in one way, you want to support them because you believe in their hard work, their dedication to their process. But you also want to, it helps you as far as your menu, in terms of what to use, what to put on your dish. And we change our menu constantly.
So it's obviously seasonally driven based on ingredients
Absolutely.
Tell me about, it's a French bistro, right? Or it's a take on that?
Exactly.
Tell me your take on it or how you set it up. The basis is a bistro style restaurant.
Correct.
French backbone.
French backbone.
But tell me what else you're doing there.
Well, we do, we're kind of a, I would say we do a lot of French influence. I mean, myself being trained at a French Culinary Institute. But we're a little all over the place. I mean, we do homemade pastas. Again, we're driven by what the farmers have.
Do whatever you want.
Pretty much.
Sort of.
Yeah, we just try to put our own little spin on everything.
When people go to a French bistro or think of French bistro, what are the classic French bistro dishes, and do you serve them?
Well, yeah, we do some. Again, we're a fast casual place, so we're doing the simples, you know, really good cuts of meat with fries, you know, so steak frites.
Steak frites, you know, classic.
We do mussels, you know, we always have a couple of variations of mussels preparations. We do escargot, we have foie gras, you know, simple.
You
things.
Can get an escargot in Knoxville?
Absolutely. Okay. We're one of the few.
All right, so there's something, and tell me if I'm right about this, there's something very good and interesting going on at the restaurant. And your restaurant is REAL certified, right?
Yes.
R-E-A-L. Tell us what that is.
It lets people know that we're kind of committed to serving the best quality of produce and basically focusing on the local farmers again and making sure that they're, you know, they're helping us, we're helping them, we're helping the community as far as just kind of grow.
So it sounds like the right thing and the only thing to do. Why aren't more people doing it?
I think they are.
You see a movement towards
absolutely.
That?
Absolutely. I mean, if I can just speak of our little city, is that we are definitely growing. We're definitely growing as far as
it's becoming a restaurant destination.
For
and
sure.
All that. So tell me a little about Knoxville. I mean, it's. Do you see in the years you've been there? Do you see an influx
100%.
Of restaurants and people?
100%.
Creative and all of that.
I've helped open a few, but I've seen it just as far as. You know, where people live now, where people have set up roots. You've seen people that come from out of town that want to live in Knoxville. It's, you know, when I first got there, it really was just a college town. And, you know, you had your busy season during football. And
right.
That was it. But now you see it kind of a year-round thing. You have hotels opening up.
Destination
left and right.
Dining, hotels.
For sure.
People are coming through
that. Again, I worked at Blackberry Farm. People come there all over.
Yeah. And we're sort of at the early stages of it, obviously. I mean, if you and I are standing here 3-5 years from now, there'll probably be even more to talk about, right?
I would think so.
All right, last question. I'm going to let you go. Finish cooking your chicken legs. I do a wine show on Heritage Radio, so I can't let my guests leave without asking them what kind of wine you like, what you're drinking. Do you drink wine?
I do. I'm all over the place. So, but with chicken,
well, what do you like?
I like a nice.
All right, so let's start
nice
with
Pinot.
What pairs with chicken?
I think
Pinot.
Yeah, I like a little Pinot.
So a red.
Yeah.
People think white with a chicken, but you have to pair to the to the sauce and to the
correct. There's bacon in there.
Right to the marinade.
It's a heavy sauce, but at the same time, you want to have a nice lighter red.
Okay, so you're going out to dinner, and you're gonna have maybe steak and frites. What are you gonna drink with that?
Nice cab.
Cab?
Yeah.
Okay, you got it right.
Yeah.
All right, listen, I want to thank Joe Cunningham. Joe is the chef at Knoxville's French and Belgian style brasserie called North Shore. We are at the Springer Mountain barbecue. And again, to thank Joe for standing with us during our campfire confessionals. You're listening to the Heritage Radio Network at the Charleston Wine and Food Festival.
I would like to say one thing. I think it's interesting, since I came down here, my name is the same as the local congressman here. So if anyone's expecting to meet him, I apologize. It's just me.
Well, no. They'll be happier getting a chicken wing than meeting their congressman.
No, I don't.
All right.
I don't know anything about any bills. So
All right. Don't mix up Joe. Thank you, Joe.
No problem.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Heritage Radio Network, food radio supported by you. For our freshest content and to hear about exclusive events, subscribe to our newsletter. Enter your email at the bottom of our website, heritageradionetwork.org. Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at heritage_radio. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization driving conversations to make the world a better, fairer, more delicious place. And we couldn't do it without support from listeners like you. Want to be a part of the food world's most innovative community? Rate the shows you like, tell your friends, and please join our community by becoming a member. Just click on the beating heart at the top right of our homepage. Thanks for listening.